Hey, you. Yeah, you. One that's listening to this radio station and has refused to get off of your duff and actually go and sign up for the Crusader Congress, the Fellowship of the Clans. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I have your email address and your phone number. Sign up today, buddy, or I'll send Stacey Abrams, leader of the free earth, to your house.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, April 25th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars, at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The U.S. blasts China's support for Russia, vowing to help India. French voters went to the polls yesterday to re-elect their president. Food shortages have been exacerbated by a string of fires, plane crashes, and explosions at nearly two dozen food processing facilities across Canada and the United States. 21% of deaths reported after COVID shots occurred within 48 hours of vaccination, and the war of tweets between Elon Musk and Bill Gates. The U.S. blasts China's support for Russia, vowing to help India. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
A senior U.S. diplomat again warned China of sanctions if it offers material support for Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, while also pledging to help India end its dependence on Russian weapons. China wasn't helping the situation in Ukraine by doing things like amplifying Russian disinformation campaigns, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said at an event in Brussels on Thursday. She said she hoped Beijing will learn the right lessons from Russia's war, including that it can't separate the U.S. from its allies. They have seen what we have done in terms of sanctions, export controls, designation vis-a-vis Russia, so it should give them some idea of the menu from which we could choose if indeed Russia were to provide material support, Sherman told a crowd at an event hosted by the group Friends of Europe, which is co-founded by the European Union. Sherman also said the U.S. would work with India to help the country move away from its traditional reliance on Russian weapons, given the impact global sanctions are having on Russia's arms industry. The United States and its allies are continuing to work to isolate Russia on the world stage. What remains to be seen, however, is whether or not that will deter Russia from further attacks on Ukraine. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
French voters were at the polls yesterday for the presidential election runoff between incumbent President Emmanuel Macron and National Rally candidate Marine Le Pen. Macron is expected to take 58.2% of the vote to Le Pen's 41.8%. Minutes after Macron was projected to be the winner, Le Pen conceded defeat via her social media. She said the election was still a win for her political movement. Food shortages have been exacerbated by a strange string of fires, plane crashes, and explosions at nearly two dozen food processing facilities across Canada and the United States. The most recent happened on Thursday in Georgia when a small plane crashed shortly after takeoff into a General Mills plant just east of Atlanta. Two occupants of the plane were killed in that crash, reported by the New York Post. A massive fire on Monday night destroyed parts of the Azure Standard headquarters in Oregon, a company that self-describes as the USA's largest independent food distributor. The company said they're basically out of any liquid products such as honey, oil, and vinegar, and will be out of stock due to the fire, reported by the Vision Times. The company said it lost its fruit packaging and carob product facility in the blaze. Last Thursday, firefighters contended with a massive blaze at Taylor Farms' packaged salad plant in Salinas, California, a key agricultural region south of San Francisco. The fire broke out late Wednesday night, and that same day, an airplane crashed into Idaho's Gem State Processing Facility, a plant said to process 18,000 acres worth of potatoes each year. The pilot of that plane did not survive either. However, no employees were injured. On April 13th, firefighters from several departments in Maine helped battle a massive fire that destroyed East Conway Beef and Pork Butcher Shop and Meat Market in Center Conway, New Hampshire. In March, a reported major fire forced the closure of the Nestle plant in Jonesboro, Arkansas. That plant makes frozen foods, particularly Hot Pockets. Yesterday, the CDC released new data regarding adverse effects following the COVID-19 vaccination, but many argue it's just the tip of the iceberg. A total of 1,237,647 reports of adverse effects following COVID vaccines were submitted between December 14th of 2020 and April 15th of 2022 to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. It's the primary government-funded system for reporting adverse vaccine reactions in the U.S., and the data included a total of 27,349 reports of deaths and 222,836 serious injuries during the same time period. 16% occurred within 24 hours of vaccination, 21% occurred within 48 hours of vaccination, and 59% occurred in people who experienced an onset of symptoms within 48 hours of being vaccinated. You can read about it in the Epoch Times today. Our quote of the day: "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" Our Lord, as written by St. Mark. And coming up, our saint of the day is the author of the second gospel, St. Mark. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
This is Fiorella Nash, host of the Crusade Channel's early show, and I have a secret for our American listeners. The Founders Trading Post store is home to one of the largest collections of G.K. Chesterton books of any bookstore anywhere. That's a secret not worth keeping. From Orthodoxy to What's Wrong with the World, we are your Chesterton superstore. We even make and sell Chesterton bookmarks. You can easily shop all our G.K. Chesterton titles at shop.mikechurch.com. And trust me, your intellect and country will thank you.
Our saint of the day is Saint Mark. Much of what we know about Saint Mark, the author of the second gospel, comes largely from the New Testament and early Christian traditions. Mark the Evangelist is believed to be the John Mark referred to in the Acts of the Apostles, the history of the early church found in the canon of the New Testament. He was the son of Mary of Jerusalem, whose home became a meeting place for the apostles. Mark joined St. Paul and St. Barnabas on their first missionary journey to Antioch in AD 44. He is believed to have passed on April 25th in the year 68 AD. His feast day is today. Elon Musk has said he confronted fellow billionaire Bill Gates over the Microsoft founder's supposed holding of roughly $500 million in Tesla shorts in a series of testy text messages in which Musk rebuffed Gates' request to discuss climate change philanthropy. This according to the Epoch Times. In an April 22nd Twitter post, Musk confirmed the veracity of a text message exchange between him and Gates in which the Microsoft founder admitted he was short-selling shares of Tesla, meaning he was betting on the stock dropping in price. "Do you still have a $500 million short position against Tesla?" Musk wrote in one of the messages, a screen grab of which was shared by the @WholeMars blog account on Twitter. "Sorry to say I haven't closed it out," Gates reportedly replied, following it up with a request to discuss philanthropy possibilities. Musk responded by saying he couldn't take Gates's proposal seriously if the latter was betting on a drop in Tesla shares. And now, a cultural affairs brief from Christopher.
Netflix lost 200,000 subscribers in quarter one and expects to lose another 2 million, the company said. This marks the first time Netflix has lost subscribers during a quarter in 10 years. Netflix, which found the drop quite shocking, cites both increased competition and password sharing, which the streamer is looking to monetize, as drivers of the subscriber loss. Co-CEO Reed Hastings said Netflix is currently exploring launching lower-cost, ad-supported streaming plan options to make up the difference. But perhaps a better suggestion would be to stop producing and promoting content which tells the average American that you hate them. I'm Christopher Lawrence, and this has been a Cultural News Brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.